Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
To another international story now, and rescue workers are scrambling to pull survivors and the dead from beneath the rubble 2 days after the northwestern city of Herat and its surroundings were struck by the deadliest earthquake to hit Afghanistan in years. Almost 2,500 people have been killed, at least 9,000 injured by the 6.3 magnitude earthquake, which reduced villages to sand. A little earlier, I spoke to Daniel Timay, who's chief of communications in UNICEF Afghanistan and who is on the ground there. And I began by asking him exactly where he is and what has been happening.
Yeah, I'm at the moment in Kabul, and we are unfortunately in a very heartbreaking situation again for the children of Afghanistan. You know, there was a terrible strong earthquake last year in the southeast of the country, and now again we are facing such a situation in the very west of the country around Herat. It's a region which is very arid. It's almost desert-like. And one particularity there is that the houses are constructed without beams, very simple constructions of mud bricks, and they have all crumbled in this most affected district. And unfortunately, many people haven't made it out, especially women and children who are traditionally inside the houses during daytime. So we have a number of casualties already exceeding 1,000 estimated, and many more injured, but the assessments are going on, so the numbers might as well rise.
Daniel, can your colleagues get into that area at the moment?
Yeah, on the very day they were deployed there, because it's very important for us to assess the situation, but also to start the response immediately. We have already started distributing tarpaulin sheets and warm winter clothes for the children and blankets, because it's already getting cold here. And the people, the survivors, have urgent needs. Of course, they need shelter, they need medicine, and they need food. And one thing that is very important for us also is that we prevent the outbreak of diseases, what frequently happens after such a disaster. Especially severe diarrhea can be very dangerous for small children and even deadly. And so we will be tracking water, but in the meantime, we are already distributing water purification substances so that people can drink and the children can drink safe drinking water.
Well, you described the area very well, and you told us it was arid, it was dry, almost desert-like. And I read this morning that there's only one hospital in that region. What are the existing resources like?
Yeah, so we have this hospital, provincial hospital in Herat. And as you say, the capacities are not sufficient at all. They have like 600 beds maximum, and already there is more than 1,600 injured people. So we are erecting tents, clinics in tents, where people can be treated at the moment.
Tell me a little bit about how this response is impacted by the fact that the Taliban are in charge there, because what we're hearing is there has been limited offers of aid from the international community so far.
Look, we're working here in Afghanistan, and it's not an easy country to operate in. But we are finding ways, and on a working level, we've been working, cooperating very well with this disaster response agency now in the assessment. The problem is that the people here in Afghanistan are not very resilient, because the country for some time now has been in a severe economic crisis. So people don't have the means to get back onto their feet, and we are currently looking into helping them with cash assistance.
Okay, can I talk a little bit more about that response? Like, what is your immediate priority now? Is it to do the assessment? Then what follows? Do you try to get people out, or do you try to get aid in?
Yeah, so we are doing everything in parallel. While we are still assessing, we are already responding. So, of course, life-saving interventions are the most important, but also people need shelter at the moment. And the water issue is very important, also the construction of latrines to prevent diseases. A lot of people have also moved to the next provincial city, Herat, to seek shelter. It's very important that we're catering to their most basic needs at the moment.
And are you seeking international assistance? UNICEF, do you make that call?
Yeah, for the moment we are assessing and we will see if we come out with an appeal shortly.
Daniel, thank you very much for your time this morning. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that was Daniel Timay of UNICEF in Afghanistan. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Hamish de Breton Gordon, a former commander of the UK's Royal Tank Regiment and fellow at the Magdalen College in Cambridge. Hamish, thank you for joining us on the programme. I know that region of Afghanistan where the earthquake struck, you've served there, you know the terrain. From what you've heard, how challenging is the situation they're facing?
Well, good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, hugely challenging. And your previous speaker there being very measured, as he has to be, working in Afghanistan. The Taliban don't take criticism well, and that's probably at the sort of the problems here. But as he described, you know, that area, very arid, buildings, you know, falling down all over the place, roads blocked. Now, when the coalition forces 2 years ago and way back when I was in Afghanistan were still there, there were masses of big helicopters around that would have been able to help. But as he said, again, you know, the international community is not really stepping forward because the Taliban don't really allow that. They don't want all these international agencies in Afghanistan. They're sort of getting up themselves. I mean, we only have to think back to the massive earthquake in Turkey and northern Syria last year and the tremendous effort that went into that. That's just not happening in Afghanistan. And for those people stuck out in Herat province, I expect the numbers are massively below what is reality, because again, the Taliban will want to control the narrative here and would not want to see any criticism of their activities. But I expect those people stuck there, you know, without food, without very little hospital space allowed. Again, since the Taliban took over, they're not investing money and effort into that side of it. So, yeah, absolutely horrific for people in Herat and that part of Afghanistan. And let's hope that the international community will, you know, wake up and try and get in there. But the Taliban, I expect, are preventing a lot of it from arriving.
Yeah, that is the problem. It's whether they will be welcome, even if they do decide to react. I want to ask you, Hamish, as well, about what is happening in Israel in light of the events over the weekend. Now, we're waiting for this response from Benjamin Netanyahu. What do you predict is going to happen?
Well, again, this is another horrific war that is happening you know, in the Mediterranean and the sort of European area at the moment. Everybody knows exactly what's going on in Ukraine at the moment. And with the Hamas attack into Israel, the axis of evil, Iran and Russia really probably, you know, whether they have their fingers all over this, who knows? But they're certainly looking at it because it distracts things. Now, what is going to happen? No doubt the Israelis will come down very, very hard on this. I'm sure the Americans who are supporting them will try and make sure the Israelis don't directly attack Iran, because then that could really develop this war even wider than it is at the moment. But one can imagine 100 or so Israeli hostages in Gaza at the moment. The Israeli military and security services, no doubt, will be doing all they can. I think it's going to look pretty horrendous and horrific for everybody in Israel and Gaza, no doubt, until this is resolved. But this is a horrific battle that has been simmering along for some time now. No doubt, in the cold light of day, the Israelis will look at, you know, how actually Hamas managed to launch such a devastating attack into Israel. But you know, these are challenging and difficult times. and let's hope it can be resolved quickly without it spreading into Lebanon and maybe Hezbollah getting involved and others. So a lot of cool heads, hopefully, but one really feels the Israeli people who have lost, we understand, you know, 700 plus people in the last few days, most devastating day, we understand, in the short life of the Israeli state.
Yes, Hamish, thank you very much for joining us. Hamish de Breton Gordon there, and we did hear earlier about the huge humanitarian crisis which is likely to unfold too in Gaza. Thank you very much for joining us on that one. We're going to take a break. Coming up afterwards, I'll be joined by Kieran McCarthy, engineer and house builder, and we will be discussing how to winterproof your home.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.